Amen. But it's certainly good to be here tonight. And
amen.
I tell you, folks, it's sometimes things are just harder than they are at others. And yesterday I went out behind the house, sat in the swing for a while, just out there by myself, and me and God, and just cried and wept and talked to the Lord. And, you know, I don't understand everything. I don't know what God's plans is.
Yeah.
But you know, He said this. He said, "My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my way is higher than your way." Amen. And His ways is the best way. You know that? His thoughts are the best. And I believe that tonight with all my heart. I try not to question the Lord, and I try not to say, "God, why is this happening, and why is that happening?" Because I know God's got a plan for everybody. And we just have to learn to deal with the plan He's got. Sometimes it's very hard. Amen. And I know tonight that there's some folks going through some hardship right now. And I've seen them go through, just excuse my language now, but pure hell. Amen. I've seen them in this lifetime, since I've got to know them, just go through one thing after another. And God brought them through, and He'll bring them through this also. I believe that tonight with all my heart. God's put some wonderful, wonderful people in my heart, like Brother Jeff, and I thank God for that. Amen. Because without them, I don't know how far I would have made it. But I sure do thank God tonight for what He's done for me.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Just don't pay me a whole lot of attention, okay? Amen. Tonight, in the book of Romans, I'm going to read one verse of Scripture. Let God just have His way. If we preach, we preach. If we don't, we won't. And this morning, I felt like I just, boy, I went home, felt like I made a mess. I always do.
No, brother. No.
Chapter 8. Here's the thing. If we start trying to say we love this and we love that, and we hurt somebody else's feelings, I want you to know tonight, by my heart, I love you.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Amen.
So God's put people in my life. Amen. That's special to me.
Yep.
Yeah. And one few to the Lord. Not very many, but a few. And all that I've ever seen come to see Jesus ain't been but one that I know that stuck. And that Brother Willard. He promised me he'd come to the house of God, he'd come to the house of God, and that day Jesus went home with him.
Amen.
I didn't know the man. But I seen him get saved, and I seen him growing in the knowledge and wisdom of God.
Amen.
I've seen him go through things that just blowed my mind. Amen. That I'm thinking to myself, how could I go through that if it was me? And you know what? Because of God's grace.
Yep.
It's sufficient.
Amen.
Not just for him, but for all of us tonight. Him and Sister Rita, they got a special place in my heart and always will.
Amen.
We've made a part from this walk of life. We will not die.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We will not die.
Yeah.
I tell you, Willard might go before me and I might go before him. But Willard, if you was to go before me, you'll not die. You'll always live in my heart. Amen. And I go for everybody here. Eric, you was there when I got saved. Always helped me. And things like that just sticks with you. I'm going to get into a message in a minute. Just bear with me, please. When Jerry told me it's mine, Lord. He said, this is just a night. He said, Brother Willard used to come and Brother Bobby used to come. Just mine, God. Amen. And I got to meet Bobby, and Bobby got to tell me how he was going to do when he got to heaven. Let me tell you something. That just blows my mind. Amen. He said, I'm going to run around for 10,000 years. He said, just stay out of my way. He said, if I get hard, then I sit down and I might talk to you for a little while. Amen. I mean, this comes from a man that's never walked. Amen. Amen. So when he gets some legs under him, amen, he's going to do some running.
Yeah.
Will you be able to handle pain when you get to glory? Because God, the Bible says you're going to be there. Amen. He's just going to wipe away our tears and everything's going to be all right. Amen. I feel sorry for those that's left behind. I feel sorry for myself. Amen. Because I know what this life holds. Heartaches and troubles and misery. But boy, they come in a homecoming one day. When the trumpet of God shall sound. And the children of God shall live out of the grave. And all the people of Jesus forever. And forever. Amen. There will never be no end. Boy, what a homecoming time. trying. Just got to kind of get opened up a little bit. I done something this morning I shouldn't have done. Hey, man, I read my scripture and I didn't ask God to bless it. Amen. Let me tell you something. We sit down at the table, we'll put our food out before us, and we'll ask God to bless it. I believe in asking God just to go ahead and bless us one more time, don't you? Amen. Chapter 8, verse 28. Most of you people know what it says. It said, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to whom are the called according to His purpose." Father in heaven, tonight, God, as I come before you, Lord, I ask you tonight, Father, to anoint my mouth. Lord, if there's any preaching done tonight, God, I pray, have the preacher show up and do it for me. Lord, and I'll give you praise and glory for it all. Jesus, help us tonight, Father, and not just to open the bread of life, Lord, that we might understand it, God. Lord, give them something tonight, God, to go on. Father, to help us to get a little closer to glory. And Father, I ask you right now to bless it, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I'll give you praise and glory till my dying day. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, I think about this. Jesus was out there, and old Lazarus in the tomb. And the Bible said that Jesus looked up to heaven, and he said, "Father, I pray unto thee." Amen. Not because I know thou hearest me, but because they are here. Amen. He wanted that brother Eric to know. Amen. And he had an unction with the Father. Amen. We need to know tonight. Amen. If there's a heavenly Father tonight, sitting on the throne of God. Amen. And there's a man called Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father tonight. And he's making intercession for us. Amen. We need to know tonight. Amen. That he loved us enough. Amen. To go all the way to Calvary. Amen. And it says here that all things work to the good of them that love the Lord. Amen. I look back in the Bible this afternoon and I said, "God, what would you have me to prove?" Amen. And this scripture came to my heart. And then an old joke came to my mind. How that the Bible said that if there was a man in the land of love, amen, he was an upright and perfect man. But he issued evil and he feared God. But the Bible said, amen, there come a day when the sons of God came up before the Lord. And then Satan appeared also. And he said, "Listen, where have thou been, Satan?" He said, "I've been going up and down in the earth, going to and fro, seeking whom I shall devour." And the Bible said, the Lord said unto him, "Brother Eric, have you considered my servant Job?" Brother, let me tell you something. Maybe God just let the heads down just a little bit. Amen. And said, "Hallelujah, give an old wilderness shot. He's my servant. How about giving Bobby a try? Amen. He's my faithful servant. Amen. Listen, he said he'll curse you and die. He said, listen, you can take everything they got, but you cannot take their soul."
Amen.
We may have to go through things. Amen. We don't understand, but listen, it's for the good of them that love God. Amen. Maybe it's for our family. Maybe it's for our children. Amen. Who knows who it's for? Only God knows tonight how we go through things. But listen, maybe it's just for me. I don't know. But I praise God tonight. Amen. To know that I have a God that loved me enough, that He told me and promised me in the precious word of the Willard, that He'll not leave me. And He He said, "I'll go with you always, even unto death. I'll go with you to the grave." I'll read that one day, and the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, "Listen, one day, whenever this is over, you won't be with me. I'll be with you eternally. But I'm going to be with Him one day. I'm going up in glory. I'm going to live with Him forever. It's appointed unto a man must to die." This the Bible says in judgment. I'm gonna praise God if we're saved. That old book will be opened. Amen. And then Jesus will read our name off. And you'll say, "Enter into the joy of the Lord." Yes, I'm looking forward.
Praise God, brother.
Amen.
Praise God.
I can't find no satisfaction no more.
Oh.
Amen. I can't get no peace. I can't get no joy.
Amen. I live in a world full of hatred. Amen. A world full of torment and trouble. Amen. It's just hard to have joy. It's hard to have peace. Whenever your children, I just turn a deaf ear to you every time you talk to them. Amen. Jerry gave my daughter a personal invitation yesterday morning. Amen. To come to the house of God. And brother, she refused it. Amen. She just smiled and said, okay. But listen, she rejected it. And that bait going to be on her hands, brother Jerry. Amen. If she steps off into hell, that's going to be her own doing. Amen. It's been offered to her time and time again. But let me tell you, it's up to us to accept the Lord. I know. I hear you say many times. Amen. That you ain't regretting not one minute. Amen. Accepting Jesus as your Savior. Amen. When you came to that altar that morning, church, let me tell you a little something. Amen. I watched people claiming to be holy people, claiming to be children of God, members of the church. Amen. While that bearded fella was on that altar, amen, get up and go home because he stayed and prayed too long. Let me tell you something. That was recorded in heaven. And God knows all about it. And Jesus knows all about it. And one day they're going to give an account for that. But Brother Willard gave his heart to the Lord that morning. And glory to God, he's been on a journey. And one day after a while, when it's all over, the Lord's going to say, come on home, son. Amen. You've been faithful over a few days. I'm going to make you ruler over me. Oh, glory. Tonight we got a better home coming.
We just here for a little while. We're like the vapor, the Bible says. We just here for a little while and we pass away. Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, what we go to is going to be our business. Amen. It's up to me tonight if I want to go to heaven. Amen. Mama couldn't do it. Daddy couldn't do it. Amen. It took the blood of the Lamb. And the sacrifice that was done on Calvary. Amen. And me to accept that sacrifice that was given to me, Brother Gary. Amen. When the Lord spoke to my heart and said, listen, you can have this. I begin to think of seeing Brother Willard. Amen. About old Job and the things that he went through. Amen. He lost everything. He was a rich man. Had plenty. God had blessed him. I seen this man come from nothing. God blessed him. Because he became an upright. I ain't going to say he was perfect. He'll tell you too he ain't perfect. But he's saved. Saved. By the grace of Almighty God. Amen. And that's what matters.
Amen.
I'll be perfect when I step through that gate.
That's right.
I'm sorry, brother.
Amen. I ain't going to walk on water here, but I'm going to walk on pure gold up there.
Amen.
Amen. But listen, old Job had everything that he could ever imagine. And God allowed the devil to take all his substance. Amen. Brother, he ain't got him down, Brother Willard. Brother, you said that cancer from one end of you to the other. He said it from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. Amen. Was full of sores. And he was suffering. The Bible said he's shedding the ashes in sackcloth. Amen. Scraping them things. Brother, he was in misery. And his friends. You know, we come here tonight. Some of us did because we come to together to worship one more time with Brother Willard. Amen. Because we love him. Amen. And his friends came out and they began to pray for him. And brother, after a while, they even got weary and turned their backs on him. Hey, ain't that the way Christians do? Amen. We'll get a little weary. Amen. Because it takes somebody too long to die. Amen. And we'll get weary. But I'm here to tell you tonight how it ain't over till the Lord says it's over.
Amen.
That lady can say all she wants to. Amen. It ain't over till Jesus says it's over. Amen. Listen, I thought about that. No joke. I mean, he lost everything. Sitting out there. I mean, no doubt he was in misery. He even cursed the day that he was born. He said it'd been better for me not to have been born. Amen. And then he cursed the day that happened. Amen. But God still had mercy on him. But you know what he said? He said, I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. Our Redeemer lives. He was for sure tonight. And he said, he's unmovable. You can't shake him and you can't break him. Amen. He'll stand the test of time. And he'll stand for us through the thick and the thin. Amen. And he'll protect us as he did Job. He said, listen, you can touch his flesh. You can touch his bones. But you can't touch his soul. Ain't you glad that's sealed up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Preacher, you're going to get on eternal security? Yes, sir. Let me preach on eternal security.
Yes, sir.
I do that. Yes, Free Will Baptist. I'm going to preach on eternal security. Let me tell you something. When I close my eyes in death, eternal security in the presence of God and forever and ever.
Right on, brother.
But you know what, Brother Jerry? I know that it's coming, Bobby.
Yeah,
I know it's just around the corner, but we're going to turn the corner one day. We're going to be face to face with our Savior.
Amen.
To live with Him forever.
Yes,
eternal security. Amen. Ain't enough devils in hell to bring us back out of that. All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Right.
No, that they can't put old Humpty back together.
Yeah.
Hey, man, because I'm going to be in glory. No, I'm going to shed off this mess. I'm going to get a glorified body. That man will live forever. Oh, Job, he endured to the end, the Bible said. And brother, whenever he made it through the trial that he was going through, guess what? God began to bless him.
Right.
Hey, man, I don't know about being blessed here, but we'll be blessed over there.
Right.
And then whenever God says, it's all over. And I said there in the book of Revelation, it talks about God wiping away the tears of our eyes. Brother, we're going to be comforted.
Amen.
We're going to have peace. Amen. Listen, I know that we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. David said, no, I do. Amen. He said, I fear no evil. He said, because I know the Lord is with me. He comforts me. Amen. I'm glad for that comfort tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. I shall not want, he said. And at the end of this thing, he said, listen, he said, my heart desire. Yeah. Amen. He said, surely good mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he said, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yeah.
Amen. I've heard that preached on the 21st Psalm all my life. Brother Willard, when your brother passed away, I was asked to, amen, at the cemetery to read a little bit. And on my way over there, the Lord spoke to me. I was trying to find that scripture. I wanted to have it marked just so I could. I can't quote scripture, so I thought, well, I just have it marked. And I got there in the cemetery, and I hurried up and opened up my Bible and opened over there, and I read that last verse. Oh, surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Boy, that done me some good in heaven,
yes,
too. Amen. It opened my eyes. Amen. I read the end of the thing. Amen. I read Revelation.
Yeah.
I know what the end is.
Yeah.
Amen. That last chapter, brother, has a whole lot of meaning in it.
Yeah.
And then God is going to take care of his people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll share this with you and I'll come to a close. I read all through this Bible and I find people with problems. I find people with troubles. Small boys on a boat. Man, the storm began to rage. Oh, there's a Savior down there in the belly of the ship taking a nap.
Yeah.
Oh, they got scared, the Bible says.
Amen.
We're scared, yeah, I know.
That's right.
My Aunt Maisel, one of the finest women I ever met in my life. She was such a wonderful, tender-hearted, loveliest person I believe I've ever known in my life.
Amen.
And I watched her go through some mighty rough stuff. And you know what? On the way to the hospital one Saturday afternoon, and I still don't know the day, the Lord spoke to me, Brother Jerry, and he said, tell her not to be afraid.
Yeah.
Well, that bothered me. I got there, there's three or four other preachers there visiting already. I'm thinking, boy, if I go talking about this, they're going to tell me to leave. My uncle's going to tell me to shut my mouth and leave. We got down to this side, they had prayer with us. We all had prayer. Now listen very closely. We had prayer. And that little woman was just bawling her eyes out, laying there in that bed. When I got done, I just got up and got in bed with her, put her head up on my shoulder and laid down there with her. And I said, hey, Maisel, there's something I want to tell you. I said, the Lord said, don't be afraid.
Amen.
Man, she about shouted. She said, I've been scared to death. She said, I don't know about the unknown, but said, if God told me not to be afraid, I'm not going to be.
All right.
Amen. See, I didn't know what she stood in need of. And buddy, just like Jesus, when they went down there and woke him up, he probably got off of it, didn't he? Amen. They went down there in the belly of that ship and said, Lord, don't you care that we perish? He said, you little
He walked up on the bows of that ship.
Amen.
And I can just picture him standing there now. Amen. The wind of blowing his hair. Amen. He's yelling a blowing. He raised his hand up and said, "Peace, be still."
Amen.
Yeah.
Peace.
Amen.
Everything calm.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what God will do in our life.
Yeah. Amen.
Chris, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't. You don't know what I'm going through.
That's right.
We all have weights, crosses to bear, as I said this morning.
Amen.
Yeah, we do, brother.
Amen.
When God gives you something and the Lord takes it, sometimes you question that.
Yeah.
The man wonders why.
Amen.
Lord, why did you do that? But I'm here to tell you, God's got a purpose. All things
Amen.
Work to the good of man.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I share one more thing? Can't help it. I'm a lying preacher. The Bible says, Paul wrote this. He said, "I've kept the faith. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've run the race."
Yep.
He said, "Therefore, there's a crown of righteousness for me and glory." He said, "Not only me, those that love and looking for His Spirit."
Yeah.
Amen. His presence tonight. We can have that.
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Eric. Would you come? I hope and pray I said something.
Amen.
I want you to know something tonight.
Last one.
Far from being perfect, are you?
Amen.
Far from being perfect. Like I said, when we get to heaven, we'll be perfect.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what people do? They'll look at somebody around them. I thought they were better than that.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. We all subject to fall. We're all subject to sin. We're all subject to mess.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "Now I'd have you not to, but He said, if you do, you should have that."
Yeah.
Sometimes we doubt.
Yeah.
I've had people to call me and say, "You know what? It's a sin to worry." Boy, Jesus probably went to hell then, didn't he?
Yeah.
He worried about a whole bunch of mess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a sin to worry. Where'd you get that at? Where do you find that at in the Bible?
I want to know that.
I believe it's nature to worry.
Yeah.
He said he was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. Amen.
Yeah.
He had to carry a cross somebody he didn't even know it to.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he loved us.
That's right.
So tonight, listen, all things work to the good of them that love God. Yeah. Brother Eric saying tonight, I don't know what you're going through. Everybody's got different feelings. Everybody is different. It's up to you tonight.